Triad Token is live. Airdrop claiming staking at 15% APY and Season 2 begins. Triad Token goes live at 10 a.m. UTC with Season 1 airdrop claims. Tria, the native token of the Tria self-custodial neobank, goes live at 10 Chaosol a.m. UTC on February 3, 2026. From that moment, eligible users can claim their Season 1 airdrop rewards directly in the Tria app. Staking opens at the same time, with fixed APY rates starting at 15% for early depositors. The token launch represents the culmination of Tria's Season 1 points program, which tracked user activity across spending, trading, and earning since the platform's early access phase. Over 300,000 users participated in Season 1, with the snapshot locked on January 30, 2026. Season 2 begins immediately, resetting XP and introducing new multipliers and earning surfaces. For existing users, this is where accumulated activity starts compounding. Staking, badges, and compounding rewards. Across seasons, Tria is launching a full rewards ecosystem where every layer of the product feeds back into ownership. Airdrops, loyalty token rewards, cashback, and staking yield all stacked together. The token is the connective tissue. For the 300,000 users who earned XP during Season 1, this is the payoff. But the design is explicitly forward-looking. Season 1 establishes ownership. Season 2 is where participation compounds. Staking badges earned now carry over as XP multipliers, meaning early stakers accelerate their Season 2 rewards. The 15% fixed APY for deposits within the first 72 hours is aggressive by any standard. It creates a clear incentive to stake early, rather than sit on claimed tokens. Two allocations, four claiming options, and tiered APY, nothing broke. The launch is proceeding as outlined, but the structure deserves close examination because it is more complex than a typical airdrop. Two allocations, not one. Each eligible user sees two Tria amounts in their dashboard. Season 1 rewards, claimable from 10 a.m. UTC, Feb 3. Based on your XP and activity during Season 1, claim directly in the Tria app once the token goes live. Deadline is March 3, 2026. Loyalty token rewards, accrued over time. A fixed amount of TRIA allocated to your account that becomes claimable on July 31, 2026. To unlock it, you must meet an XP target by that date and maintain active membership, defined as at least $100 in card spend or $25,000 in trading volume over the past 12 months. Four claiming options. When you claim, you choose how to allocate your TRIA. Stake. Lock tokens to earn TRIA yield and unlock badge benefits. Reserve for card top-up. Tokens are held separately and convert to USD. When you top up your TRIA card, split between staking and top-up. Divide your allocation between both claim to wallet. Tokens go to your Tria wallet for use across earn, convert, and futures. Staking is tiered by timing. The earlier you deposit, the higher your locked-in APY. Deposit window, fixed APY. First 72 hours, by Feb 6, 15%. Feb 6, Feb 13, 12%. After Feb 13, 10%. Each deposit locks in the APY available at the time it is made. Withdrawals open October 1, 2026, with APY applicable through December 31, 2026. Rewards are paid in TRIA, not USD. You will not receive fewer tokens than you staked, but the dollar value will fluctuate with market price. Badges unlock real product benefits. Staking TRIA unlocks badge tiers that provide APY boosts on non-TRIA vaults, trading fee discounts on perpetuals, cashback boosts on card spend, XP multipliers for Season 2, ATM fee discounts on TRIA card withdrawals. Badge benefits apply only while staking requirements are met. The 15% APY and the compounding loop for card spend. The 15% APY is the headline, but the real value proposition is the compounding loop. Staking earns yield. Staking unlocks badges. Badges boost cashback and XP. Higher XP means better Season 2 allocations. Season 2 allocations feed back into staking. For users who actively spend on the Tria card, the cashback boost from badges adds a tangible layer on top of base rewards. The card top-up reservation option also creates a direct bridge. Claim Tria, reserve it, and convert to USD spending power when you need it. The risk is straightforward. all rewards are denominated in TriA. If TriA's market price drops, your staking yield in dollar terms drops with it. The 15% APY is denominated in tokens, not dollars. This is standard for token staking, but worth stating explicitly. The loyalty token reward structure adds a retention mechanism. You only unlock it if you stay active through July 31. For users already using TriA as their primary spending tool, this costs nothing extra. For users who signed up for the airdrop alone, it requires ongoing engagement. What this means for crypto users. TriA's token launch is the latest example of the used-to-own model gaining traction in crypto. Rather than distributing tokens through liquidity mining or speculative farming, TriA rewards actual product usage. Spending, trading, earning. The proof of spend concept means your card transactions directly translate into ownership. For crypto card users specifically, the badge system introduces a new meta. Staking TRIA does not just earn yield, it improves your entire TriA experience. Higher cashback rates, lower fees, better multipliers. This is the kind of integrated token utility that gives a card vendor a structural advantage over competitors offering flat reward rates. The Season 2 implications are significant. XP resets, but staking badges carry over. Users who stake early in Season 2 start with built-in multipliers that non-stakers do not have. The gap between active and passive users will widen each season.